Revelation 3:20. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them, and they will eat with me. Raida, kausa tu ena matini katumba, katukituki, keba kasa rongoda na domongo en dona tamata, kandolaba na katumba, au na dhuruwa, kanabaka vitalanga batike yao kokoa. Sa wakambula, veiki nda baki tiko veiki emni na baka rongomai, ena yadha ningoni turango chisu, yadha nimbula, yadha nganga, yadha sembera bakandoni veisau. Na yadha ngo kwa suli tiko na dhengi nimbula, menda ruyandra mai na matakango. Visureti tiko eni ena prokoramu wakotokai, I am not ashamed of the gospel. We also take this time to invite you to tune in now to our program, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for healing, breakthrough, and deliverance from your sickness and burdens of life.
Sabagambula kapagayan na tigo weekend na turanga na marama dorbo ng mga nilawa. En bono libungo kalandi, en matin to New Zealand. San itini kapa, dapat nga kaya nandoy lang may kina nando bono lamang nobiti, kaya sa may bagay tigo na bono libungo New Zealand. Lago may baga buli, lago may baga dagadaka, lago may bangito, lago may bangande, sa kaya sa may ilo ni bono tunde ito, en bono binanggo. Au sa toro tigo na bono binanggo, mo weekend na bagay tigo ani, na yada talay, na yada nimbula, na yada itisu Kristo na nando turanga, en singa binanga ni kuwa. Vinga rabi tigo weekend na New Methodist Christian Fellowship, en mataka ni singa ninday, kaya nabaga rawa na Planet FM, ono na kaloka na bibaga ruway. E programu binanga tigo weekend na, sa kaya au sa singa ni mandu ataka, na itugutu binaka. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Kebagai ndio na baka tataro ni oti na baka tabi. Nga ingiri-ngiri nga mai. Vital talanga si lemeki lolaka 212-984-820. Hau na katale 212-984-820. Kani marau miki tu mingarabi. Weekenda en mataka nisi ngan indain. Ndio na ibunau. E baka rauta kitu mai weekenda. En a curious ten e suwa. Meruti kendo baka binaka. En mataka nisi ngan indain. Turanga kini marama, dorobo kini nganilewa. Na iwali nilangai buru-buru ngo, seikwaya na bose nikalu. Ngole ngaki na bose nikalu. Endina na bose nikalu. En lasu na tamata kede nga, endina nga na bose nikalu. Kabi kende na boltambu, senga ni tamata mendo bose lasu. Siluwi ni tamata, mendo wisau na nanonanuma. Sake mbali turanga kini marama, en bless taki kende na bose nikalu, en mataka ni singa dindai. En raki nimbula ni tabutu, ni tao, na lubo iwale, na pagaloloma. Nambili raki nambedi. Nambule ni lenga, ke nambule ni rabunabua. Sa rauti kenda rubina nga, na bose ni kalu, en mataka ni singa dindai.
Some people are sitting on my left. Some people are sitting on my right. Jesus said, you are the light. That means no one will say, I don't know that I am the light. No, you are the light. Because Jesus said, you are the light of the world. As long as you are in the world, you are the light of the world. You will not be the light of heaven. Because the light that comes from heaven is now back in heaven. He transferred the light from heaven to us. It was not given to the monkey. It was not given to the elephant. It was not given to the fish. It was given to you. Tell your neighbor, you. And he said, when I go, then you are the light. Hallelujah. That's number one. Number two, a city that is set on the hill that cannot be hidden. That means you can hide that you are the light. I don't know what life you're living at the moment. Drinking, cover, smoking, swearing. Remember, you are the light. You are the light. Hallelujah. Because the my television is just next to Turek at the moment. A lot of people are going up and down. To there's a conference going on in Funival Park. I'm standing there most of the day because they just opened my office there this week. I wish that people only know that they are the light. Hallelujah. Not only that, because we cannot be in it, and we're not supposed to be hiding. We don't light this light and face it to the floor and put it at the corner. This is what the Bible says. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. No, they put it on the lampstand. This is a lampstand. This is a lampstand. It's put in such a way as to give light to everybody. You don't light your light and just put it in the church. You put your light in the church and go to the hall. No, you take your light from the church and go into the wall. You go to the playground. You take your light when you go and plant cassava. You take your light when you go and fishing. Wherever you are the light. Whether you are in the sea, whether you're planting your cassava, whether you're sitting in a hall, or you sitting in the church, it's the same person, it's the same light. Slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you are the light. I'm just talking about the Bible verses itself. And the Bible says, let your light so shine before men. Your light must shine before men. That means wherever you are, your light must be shining. Hallelujah. That they may see your good works. What is the light transmitting from you? Good works. It is a good work. Hallelujah. Your good work is like a shining light. Praise the Lord. Now, after doing that, and the Bible says, and glorify your Father in heaven. Because they see your good works, they respect and honor the God that you serve. You want the heathens to respect our God? You want all the races in Fiji to honor Jesus? Then Christians must do the good works. Who is filling up the prison? Christian. You go to the city of Suva. Who is marking around the city? Christians. Hallelujah. So we are not transmitting the good work. How can the people glorify the God that we serve? Because they cannot see in us. Praise the Lord. It's a big challenge to me as a Taltala. It's a big challenge. Because a lot of people, they're sitting in the authority. They're sitting in the government. They don't really have a high value on Christians. Why? Through their experience, most that are confessed that they are Christian, they are thief, adulterers, rapists, they are not honest people, always late to work, sick leave so many times. How can they glorify the God that we serve when we are not transmitting the light that is required? Hallelujah. And the Christians, sometimes we don't like that kind of preaching. We want to hide over the share, the polo to come and sing along and finish one church. Oh, Santo Lotu Naka, give me Sinai. No, it's not about the numbers, it's about the quality. Hallelujah. It's not easy, but it can be done. That's why a lot of people, they don't like the way I preach. Because you just go right into the core of what's going on. Praise the Lord. And you as a person sitting here, remember that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So when your works is good, that means you are shining bright. And if you are not doing any good work, that means your light is dull. Maybe your battery is flat.
Touch your neighbor, your battery is flat. You need to renew your battery. Yeah, remember, for us Christians, our battery is the Holy Spirit. How can that Holy Spirit charge our battery? Sitting like this in church, running to the altar, go to the prayer in Rukuinaleba or in Wellingshu or in Suba. You are standing there recharging your battery. The Holy Spirit will convict you that some things that you have been doing is not right. Those are the things that recharge your battery. So you must have a good battery now. Give a mighty hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, make sure your battery is charged. Amen, yeah? Okay, well, let's just go to the lesson. Light is for us to check and, to check and look after ourselves. The light is for you to look after you. That's number one.
When there
is a light, then I know whether my dress is okay. If I dress in darkness, I don't know whether my tie is placed properly or the Tuesday is longer than Monday or my coat is good, not inside out or outside in. Only the light will make me look after me. So the first priority of the light for you to look after you. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, do you look at yourself in the mirror? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You will never go to a place until you look at yourself in the mirror. You will check the things that you wear, or maybe not ironed properly. Hallelujah. Or maybe the coat, there's a button missing. Only the light can show you that. Hallelujah. So we are the light. We need light. Why? Because we can check ourselves. Praise the Lord. That's why we need the light in the church. To check ourselves in the church. That's why we need the light in the Banua. So the Banua can check themselves. Nobody is overstepping. Nobody is stepping on one another. And everybody listen to the one authority. That means we are in the light. When there is no light, there is a lot of fighting. There is a lot of arguments. There is a lot of bebe turanga. There is a lot of sungi tutu. Because there is no light. But when you are in the light, you know where you are coming. You know where you are going. And you know where you are. Give a hand clap to the Lord. B. Hallelujah. Light is used to bring light to everyone so we can see and work. See, number one, light is for you. Now, the light is for all of us. So we can do our work well. We do our work properly. And we do our work according to the plan. We sit in a house and the light is off. You don't know who are all in the house. Hallelujah. Now when the light is on, you can see us properly. And also the people that are watching on Facebook, they see our face properly. Those that are watching through the television, they see us properly. So the reason of the light, number one, for you, and number two, for other people that are with you. Hallelujah. Are you in a place of light? Okay, let us read. Light allows others to do the same thing correctly. So we are doing the same thing. Number two, light enables us to complete our work in a very short time. We are not wasting our time. No, when there is a light, we do it. We do it well, and we do it good, and we do it in a very short time. Not waste time. See, I'll go to number C. There is another light. It's also used to direct our path
and we know our way around.
See, the light, see, for you to look at you, and the
light is for you to look at
other
people around
you.
You don't step on people's toes.
You
don't cross lane.
Hallelujah.
And the third duty of the light is to see where you go. Nothing to do with others. Nothing to do with you.
It
got to do with your future. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When Jesus said you are the light, you should lead the way. See? Most of the Christians today, we're supposed to be leaders in the things that we do. And the people will follow us because we are leading the people. We know where we are going. Hallelujah. For the people in Namuka, other churches in Namuka, other elders in Namuka, other Taltal in Namuka, for them to see new Methodist elders, whether they are doing the right thing.
Not
only our looks, not only give light to other people, assist other people, help other people, but also we are the ones showing the way. It's very, very important as a light to the world that people are watching you. See, this is a light, example of the light in the darkness. People can see you. When you are a Christian, people will see you. Now, the light that you are transmitting for people to see, whether it's a bright light or a dull light, a yellow light or a red light, a green light or orange light.
Hallelujah.
Is the people want to be like you? Hallelujah. Because you are the light. Jesus said that you are the light. Jesus said, you are the light. That means we are supposed to be a leading example. People want to be a rugby star. People want to be a pop singer. People want to be doctors. People want to be nurse. People want to be a teacher. How many people want to be a taltala? Why the talatala is not impacting the people? Because we are not a good light. Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord has placed this church to be a leading light. That all the Taltala in all the churches, they must know that they are men of God. Because we are saying it that Taltala is a man of God. When we say that you must be serious, all the Taltala will get serious. When we preach against sin, all the Taltala will jump away from sin. We become a leading example because even the church need light. Who said that you are the light? Who said that you lead people? Who said that you can be an example? Jesus said you are the light. Jesus said you are the light. Not your talatala. Not your ngasinilotu. Not the people in the village. Jesus said that you are the light. And when Jesus said you are the light, that means he knows what's inside of you. He knows your potential. He knows your DNA. He knows your muscles. He knows your nerve. He knows what's going on in your mind. Because he knows everything. So when he said you are the light, you have it. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you are the light of the world. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we move on? Hallelujah. Okay, number three. We'll end here, number three. Good Christians are followers. Amen. Okay, Matthew 8 from 18 and 22. We'll ask Taltal Ngasitau for to read to us. See, number one, good Christian are the light. Good Christian are the salt. Good Christians are followers. Kapa tika followers. Kapa ikotoka samu followers. Hallelujah. Whatever Jesus does or did then, we can do it too. What Jesus have the authority over, we can have it too. Okay. Matthew chapter 8, 18:22.
Eni sarai dako chisu era salebu ka sara sa boli boli tikoya sa kaya me iya na lako kita ikandua asala ko me ndua na buni bola ka kaya bua paka bubuli au na muriko kine biasa na kona lako kina sa ngai kaya bua ko chisu sa bangar na fokise asa ba iroro na manu manu buka iya na lubini tamata sa senga bua na tikina me ba kutora kina na uluna asa ndua tala non tise peli sa kaya bua kemuni na turanga Levia o meu lakomanda, meu bulut tamangu. Asa kawe ako chisu. Mamuriau, kambiuta na mate, meram buluta na non ramate.
Hallelujah. Are you a followers?
You can be a kanduna do umuri.
Good Christian are followers.
Lotu baka Kristo minaka endo umuri.
Hallelujah. Okay, let us read together in English. 2, 3. And when Jesus saw the great multitudes about him, he gave a command to depart to the other side. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. He's talking about following. Good Christian, you must be ready to follow. Hallelujah. Follow who? Follow Jesus. Amen. Most of the time we can follow the church, but we are not following God. Hallelujah. Most of the churches today, we are just following the church doctrine. We are not following God. That's why there is a difference between the godly people and the normal Christian. Hallelujah. Come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. That means every load that we bring to the Lord, He will take over. He will take over the loads, any load. Hallelujah. But He said, but take my yoke. The load is different from the yoke. I remember when I was in Namuka, we normally cut out some vua, some yoke. That when you go to the bush or to your garden, you will take your vua. You don't just cut any plant for the vua. There's a special vua at that time that I can remember.
Not
busy, not bother. Normally, I remember we can use
bow.
And you cut it properly so the basket will not slip. There's a thong on each side of the bua. And the bua, you don't just change it every day or every week or every month. The bua is something that is with you, just like your knife, just like your fork. And Jesus, take my yoke and put it on you. You have the load. He has the yoke. Don't use your yoke for your load. The yoke is the style of life. When you live a godly life, you will take care of the load. All the loads of the people are the same. Whether you go to church or not, whether you are new Methodist or not, all the loads are the same. The difference is the yoke. When you have the right yoke, and the load will be light. The load will still be there, but because of the yoke, the load is light. So change your yoke so you can carry a heavy load. Oh, slap somebody and tell somebody, Viso neibua. The full weight.
So
you need a good ivua yoke to balance the load. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whenever I go through this Bible study, the yoke and the load, I remember in Namuka, Waikerembatsi, Lawindangaba, carrying those coconuts. Because those, but you need to change your yoke. Because you can't change the load. Change the yoke. Hallelujah. And as I said, when Jesus said, take my yoke and put it on you. The kabangana kako winakata mo the kaban dambe siko tekin duro siko may tuda ke. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord. I want to be a good Christian. I want to be a good Christian. I want to be the salt. I want to be the light. I want to be a good follower. Hallelujah. Oh, rashatara mama kura mashikir. Ere ma sindiri akura ma sata. Lord, help me with my yoke, because my load is heavy. We thank you this morning, oh Lord, we thank you. The insight, the revelation. Mina vole utamango na singa mina kani kuwa beir varong mai. Tabutu na rende na tabutu na tao. Barorongo na television, barorongo mai na Facebook. My Father, please listen to their cry. Listen to their cry, O Lord.
Sarongo tibi kenda na mosini kalou na mataka ni singa ni kuwa. Sangke buka tobi kenda nonton dingi dingi, kabi kenda bol tambo ko sarongo dan nunggu bosa, kata kabo kenda dua naka satu mata buku, satu tobat kenda dua satara nona bale, enan dalni batu. Ike buka kenda sarongo dan nunggu bosa, kasih kata kabo kenda dua naka satu mata lilia, satu tobat kenda dua tomat satara nona bale, enan dalni nuku, ni natau na uda, doko nan dombui, na liwa na dangi, na tambah kana bale gua, iya enan bale, sakale una nona bale. Sabim boleh ni bikin dah turang kira marah, mazur bukan orang ni lewa. Enam bulan lima gua New Zealand ni, nama saya Nicole Wendy Sarungada. Nama mati kau ngah, tu bukan tu New Methodist Christian Fellowship. Nabi ingkar abis nonton bola, enam singa bina kau kuah. Gaya giring giring gaya ni, enam nambah satu kau niat itu kau redake, enam mata kau ni singa ni dai. Wak kalung kat kau kianda turanga, enam singa bina kau kuah. Amen.
We take this time to thank you for tuning into I'm Not Ashamed of the Gospel program. Join us at the same time next week to be empowered and filled with the anointing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed week.